broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. This is indeed the broadcast for June 21st in the year of our Lord, 2017. This is Hour 2 at 2, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. He who owns the media makes the rules. We learned that a long time ago, and now the new media taking center stage. Oh, boy, have we got a row to hoe. We got to solve the Seth Rich murder right on down. Tell the tale about how to make America great again. It all's about God, family, and country. Welcome to the broadcast. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. Kurt told you great news. A Texas couple got exonerated 25 years after being convicted of crimes they never committed. The crimes never happened. I guess the bad news is they're in prison for 25 years. The good news is they're free, but they're old now, so I don't know how they're going to make a living. But the reason I bring it all up is to say that Christian churches can help these poor, innocent folks, Kurt. That's the good news here. Good news they're free, and good news that we can help them, right?
Amen to that, Sam. And these people were given some what I'd call peace. When they were in prison, he felt like he was told by God that, you know, I'll take care of you. I'll get you out of here. I just got some, you know, things to do that, you know, before you get out of here. And, you know, he took hope in that 25 years. I mean, that's impressive.
Yes, sir. All right. There you have that. Now, Kurt, do you know who Neil Radcliffe is?
It's not a relative of our pal Radcliffe.
It's actually Rackliffe. R-A-C-K.
Oh, okay. Okay.
L-E-F-F. Neil Radcliffe.
Doesn't ring a bell.
All right. Do you know what? Well, I guess this guy's going to be the Assistant Secretary of Community Planning and Development over there at HUD, Kurt. So he's going to like be hanging out with our buddy.
I had read there were some new guys coming on, you know, but, you know, from the White House website, and maybe that was one of them. There was some info on the White House website about it.
He's going to oversee, Kurt, the implementation of the AFFH. Do you know about the AFFH over at the HUD, Kurt?
No,
look that up real quick. I want you to look this up so you get a deal here. Type in to Google AFFH space HUD. And you can learn about the housing ruling there. But here's the bottom line. Our buddy Tom DeWeese, while you look that up, Kurt, over at American Policy Center, who's an expert on Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, that stands strong against such abuses, such central planning, such control of the land, is saying that this Neil Radcliffe is absolutely dangerous. Bad news, to say the least, and a horrible pick for the Donald. He says Donald Trump is about to make a horrible mistake and put this guy in place. It'll literally neutralize our buddy Ben over there, and it's a disaster. And so he says, get out the calls, call the White House, tell them to stop, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. And now he emails me and he says, hey, the phone calls are working. We've literally shut down their switchboards, and it's good news. Keep it up, folks, is the point. Any details on this Neil guy or this program? There's so many government programs, folks, it's just tough to keep up on.
Yeah, they call it affirmatively furthering fair housing. They say it's a regulation that was put in place July 2015 by the United States Department of Housing and Urban Development under President Barack Obama. Pursuant to the Fair Housing Act, it requires cities and towns which receive federal money, that's about everybody, to examine their housing patterns and look for racial bias. The intention is to promote racial integration, particularly in cities such as Chicago and Baltimore, which have neighborhoods with a high preponderance of African-American residents. Civil rights groups have hailed the rule, while conservatives have decried it as social engineering. You probably got some recommendations on what they should do with this act, right, Sam?
Well, what Donald needs to do is just shut down HUD and quit hiring Ben Carson in the first place, Kurt. Put Ben in some other place. Make him like the lead chaplain or something like that, you know. Put him in charge of some of the health departments. Or, I mean, he's a lead surgeon, for crying out loud. And just shut down HUD entirely, Kurt.
Amen to that.
But see, Donald's not even close to shutting down anything. I mean, is there a single department of government that Donald's shutting down, Kurt? See, back in 2008, you know, we had a bunch of people running.
Well, remember, Sam, he did stop that thing where they were doing that Y2K report every year.
That's not a government 17 years it's just later. This little thing.
Well, I know, but I mean, at least that's something real quick that we could point to right now.
I'm talking about a government agency, though, Kurt. See, back in 2008.
Well, yeah, but that's a monster kind of a role doing.
You literally had a couple
agency.
Of candidates on the campaign stage saying they were going to shut down government departments entirely then. In fact, they're going to shut down so many of them, some of the candidates couldn't even remember what they were going to shut down, you know?
Yeah, that was the man from Texas couldn't remember.
Yeah. Well, anyway, but now they're not even talking about shutting anything down, Kurt. Really?
That's right. It's a very good point.
But the good news is, at least they're not hiring as fast as they once were.
Yep.
Gotta love it. Gotta just jump in and say that's phenomenal news. It's just getting better from here by the day. Now, Kurt, this is an interesting story. I don't know if you know, but there's a place called Hanceville, Alabama. You ever been there?
Not that I can remember. I've been to some other places, I think, in Alabama. But
all right, well, this is Hanceville, Alabama, and there's a mayor over there, Kurt. His name is Kenneth Nail. And good old Kenneth over there, he says, well, he did, Kurt. Because you know how the Confederate statues got shut down there in New Orleans?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, this mayor says, hey, man, we'll take them off your hands. We'll go ahead and put them up in our city. Now, let us go on down there. We got a truck driver, black friend of mine. He'll roll on down there and get them.
Yeah.
And then we'll set them up right here. It isn't about black or white or, again, about hostility. It has nothing to do with celebrating slavery. That's a bogus lie charge. And the reality is, this is about preserving our history for those who fought for freedom on this continent. And so he said he's got nothing but positive feedback. He's waiting for the New Orleans mayor to get back to him on it. Hadn't heard anything yet. But he says it's just a positive thing in there. Well, Kurt, I think they're going to put tartar sauce on that there truck going down there to New Orleans, headed back to Alabama to set up them monuments, you know?
Amen to that.
What do you think? That's going on.
That's a good stuff, you know? Instead of like, I mean, at least all these recycling pro people for all that kind of stuff ought to look and say, well, at least they don't want to. You know, we won't have to bust them up. We can just recycle them. We'll move them over there, and they can still use them, you know?
Yep. Now, Ford company is moving their plant to China, Kurt. Ford plans to sell cars to the United States after moving their production plant to China. Now, I don't hear Donald saying anything, Kurt. I mean, China was a bad actor and everything else, and now you hear nothing. What do you think of that?
I didn't see this story anywhere.
You want to know the good news, Kurt?
Yeah,
at least we have cars. I mean, it doesn't matter they come from China. At least Kurt can drive around in his Chinese vehicle.
Ford China.
Right?
Ford to move U.S. production of Focus to China. They better focus on moving that back to America.
Why would they do a thing like that, Kurt? The environment hasn't been changed by the Donald to make any sense of it.
The BBC.
Look, until you put tariffs at the border, until you start punishing bad actors, Kurt, with the greatest economy in the world, then, you know, it doesn't make any sense. What they say in the article, if you dig in, they say, look, financially, it still doesn't make any sense no matter what Donald thinks he might do. In other words, they know Donald's hands are absolutely tied behind his back by the Republican Congress and that there's nothing here. I mean, all they got to do is if he tries to put a tariff at the border is just sue. It'll get bogged down in the courts. The media will take Donald to task. Everybody will be derailed and nothing good will happen. So the Ford company, you know, Government Motors is just rolling to the communist Chinese to build their cars to sell back to you and me, Kurt. Don't worry, though. We got this deal going on. We'll import chicken and cars, and we'll export beef to them, right?
They said that the choice for Ford was either Mexico or China, so they chose China. Anyway.
Now, they even said Mexico would be cheaper, but China would have greater strategic advantage, Kurt.
Wow.
Where's Donald when you need him? Oh, he's too busy tweeting, congratulating the most expensive house race in history, right?
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family.
Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. So there you have it, Kurt. Donald's praising Handel in the most expensive race ever. And while that's going on, I guess, you know, the Chinese are delighted. They're going to get a car plant by, you know, United States Government Motors, Ford. So there you have that. I don't know where Donald is, but he's certainly not taking action. Now, by the way, speaking of the celebration of Handel's win, Kurt, I guess there were two polling locations that had problems with their voting equipment down there in Georgia. And they say there were problems at two voting locations in Georgia's special election for Georgia's 6th congressional district down there. You know what happened, Kurt?
What happened?
It forced the election officials to go back to these things called paper ballots.
Wow. Man, that must have been tough on them.
It was
Imagine
awesome.
That. Yeah.
It was incredible. So the good news is that, hey, the Republican won. The better news is when things go awry, there's a solution, Kurt. When things don't go well and there's problems with voting, do you know what they do, Kurt?
They go to the tried and true stuff that works.
They go to paper ballots that work, and that's what they did, and therefore the right person won in this case, and it's phenomenal news.
That is cool.
You know. So, you know, you buy off an election with paper money, but then you bring it back to reality with paper ballots, Kurt.
I thought that was pretty cool, personally. Amen to that.
Now, I'm not really happy about the problems at the locations, necessarily.
Yeah.
Now, if you look on WorldNet Daily, Kurt, it looks like James Comey and the FBI are getting sued for obstruction of justice.
Good news.
Did you
piece,
see that?
I think, you know. Is that the Judicial Watch boys doing that?
I don't know. Look it up on WND.com.
That's us hunting through to see. Let's see. James Comey, FBI sued for obstruction of justice, concerted illegal actions to cover up surveillance.
So let's get this
Americans.
Very clear. The James Comey and the FBI are being sued over this, but Donald's not even being investigated, according to Jay Sekulow, Kurt, one of the lead attorneys for Donald.
Impressive. Let's see. Plaintiffs are Dennis Montgomery. He's a whistleblower who worked as a contractor for the National Security Agency. His lawyer, Larry Klayman of Freedom Watch.
There so it's go. Not Judicial Watch, it's Freedom Watch.
Well, I know, but I mean...
It's a different group.
Yeah, but these are...
Larry used to be with Judicial Watch a long time ago, and he moved to Freedom Watch, and there
we're
you go.
Glad they're doing what they do.
Amen to that. Why don't you call Larry and get him on the radio with us, and we'll get updates, Kurt.
They say they're asking the court to prevent the defendants, including Comey, the FBI, and other federal officials, mostly under the Obama administration, from continuing illegally and unconstitutionally spying on and surveilling millions of Americans, including plaintiffs, without probable cause or a warrant. Wow. Secondly, they're asking the court to prevent the defendants from destroying evidence of illegal and unconstitutional spying that Montgomery turned over the Comey based on the promise it was going to be investigated. These objectives, they say, in the WorldNet Daily piece, can be reached with a temporary restraining order and a preliminary injunction, they explain. So, good stuff there, you know. I don't see that anywhere else, Sam.
Well, that's because it takes Sam Bushman to ferret out all this news, buddy.
Yeah.
Hanging out with WorldNet Daily, one of the best news services in my opinion. You know, Liberty News Radio reports on a lot of stuff, but we get most of our news from Liberty News Daily. We get most of it from WorldNet Daily or WND.com. We get a lot of it from the Daily Caller. I mean, there's a few news organizations that do a tremendous job. We monitor USA Today and the New York Times so that we can see what the enemy's doing.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, I hope they get sued, and I hope we have accountability there, Kurt, because I think James committed a felony, personally.
Yep.
Now, Kurt, you want to tell me why 56 million Americans have no bank account?
Well, I thought this was kind of an interesting story. You know, it's a Market Watch piece, and they're basically saying that, you know, they can't figure it out. You know, there's all these banks around, and why would 56 million Americans not do it? And then, and part of this story, they point out the fact that the banks charged people, you know, whopping amounts for what's called overdraft fees and things like that. And these people figure out that, hey, if they just do stuff with cash, you know, like when they get paid and they just pay a bill with a, like a MoneyGram or, you know, some other way or just in cash, at least they don't have to worry about getting hammered by the bank because they got an overdraft, right, Sam?
That's right. And people don't understand the banks have been so hostile as of late. I mean, it's just a pain to deal with a bank. They're rude. They're inconsiderate. They're expensive. They, you know.
They might want, you know, some privacy, Sam.
Huh?
Yeah, I know that sounds kind of crazy, but maybe they don't want, you know, all their information just online and all that stuff, you know. I mean, we're told that it's all secure and everything, and yet, you know, almost every so often we see reports of banks getting hacked and, you know, et cetera. So maybe that's another reason why. Why do you think it is, Sam?
Well, I think people are just wanting to get out of the matrix for so many reasons. One, the banks are hostile. Two, they don't trust the banks. Three, a lot of people can't afford all the fees that banks incur. You know, unless you have a certain balance above this or that, then they charge you for that. It's just a nickel and dime scenario. I almost want to get rid of my bank account, Kurt.
Yep.
How about you?
Well, like you say, it's kind of a rich man's game, the banking world. And, you know, when the...
Well, then Kurt would never get out of it if it's a rich man.
Yeah. when somebody's, you know, a little tighter, closer, you know, I mean, imagine you get, you know, a $5 check and you're, you know, 20 cents short, and then the bank charges you $30-$40 on top of it. You know, I mean, it's not a pretty picture. You know what I mean?
Well, what do you think is the future, Kurt?
Well, you know, you got things like Venmo and PayPal and, you know, a lot of different financial operations or services that are popping up, you know, giving the banks a little bit more run for their money. You know, I mean, any competition is better than, you know, just leaving the big monopolies to handle it.
Right. Well, what do you think's going to happen?
I think there's a war on cash. You know, typically people are, you know, kind of made to believe, well, you know, you must be a drug dealer if you got a bunch of cash or whatever. And, you know, one guy told me a story, you know, just yesterday there at the honey table. He's about his, I think it was his dad that when his dad died, they found all this cash stashed in these different places and, you know, hidden away. I mean, this was a long time ago. I guess he was still concerned about, you know, putting his money in, you know, a place like a bank. You know, he wanted to put it somewhere safe and like some behind some books or, you know, in the one case, he even put it in a bottle or whatever by, you know, close to the furnace. You know, anyway, the bottom line is people are wanting to keep what they've earned, and they don't really want to turn it over to the banks, you know? Not all of them, anyway.
Do you think it's a trust issue?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, imagine, see, I thought it was interesting talking with this guy. I was trying to promote honest money, and he was trying to tell me that, hey, you can, the way you can tell a counterfeit, like 20 or a counterfeit $100 bill is if you weigh it, it'll weigh more than 1 gram. And all the other, you know, quote, you know, honest bills will only weigh 1 gram because he says they use, you know, heavier paper. And I'm like, yeah, so what? I got to carry around a thing to weigh the bills when they come in? You know, I just wanted to remind him that, hey, the thing that we're really after here is honest money, you know, the gold and silver coinage of the Constitution.
Well, when you say we, you're talking about me and you, right?
Yeah, that's right. And part of making America great again, you know what I mean? Right?
Well, it certainly would be a huge component of that, for sure.
Yeah, amen to that.
But I'm not sure that many people care, Kurt.
Well, they don't get it, you know, exactly.
Of course
but,
not.
There are some that do, you know. And
they don't have the media.
For them.
I mean, they
the
have
choir's
the media,
growing.
Yeah. You know? All right, quick pause, Liberty Roundtable Live, Sam and Kurt.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With Liberty News this hour, I'm Dennis Staley. The California Treasury has granted $20 million in emergency grants to Planned Parenthood and other groups to make up for a loss of federal monies. However, there has been no loss of funds. The House of Representatives didn't pass a bill to cut funding for Planned Parenthood by a proposed $390 million, but the Senate hasn't taken up the bill. The action by California is at best a political stunt to force taxpayers to chip in. 48 hours ago, the Supreme Court ruled 8-0 that the government cannot restrict speech expressing ideas that offend just because that speech strikes at the heart of the First Amendment. The case stemmed from a refusal by the Trademark Office to trademark a brand called The Slants. It was refused on the ground that the term was offensive to Asians. The court disagreed. Justice Alito wrote, "Speech that demeans on the basis of race, ethnicity, gender, religion, age, disability, or any other similar ground is hateful. But the proudest boast of free speech jurisprudence is that we protect the freedom to express what we hate." You're listening to LibertyNewsDaily.com.
The county sheriff is the first line of defense in preserving the constitutional rights of all citizens. To help your sheriff keep his oath of office, join the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, CSPOA.org.
10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
Who taught you skip stones?
My dad.
Family. Isn't it about time?
He must be good.
Yeah, my mom taught him.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
With Liberty News, I'm Dennis Daly.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, you have even more Republicans everywhere, Kurt. Things are just getting better by the second. Freedom is right around the corner.
Well, yeah, did you know about this other Republican race? Like,
no.
I didn't know. There was a, you know, the headline from CNBC. First, I got tipped off on it by WorldNet Daily. But the headline reads, Republican candidate Ralph Norman wins House seat as expected. Subheadline, Norman was expected to win solidly Republican congressional district, replaces Nick Mulvaney, who resigned to join Trump administration. I think the reason this one didn't come up, Sam, is that other vote or that other race that we've been talking about that's been promoted so much by the media is they felt like they had a chance to win that one, apparently.
Yeah, this one was an expected win, and I don't even know if they had to dump a ton of money into this one, you know? How much money did this one cost?
I don't see any dollars on it. They said that Trump won this district by 18 percentage points, where he won the other one by one or two. You know, that's where they, I guess, put their money to try to win that one. This guy.
But, Kurt, what you have is more Republicans joining the Trump administration, more Republicans replacing them in the House, etc.
That's right.
You know, you got more of a majority every second going on now.
Here's the one kind of, at least in my opinion, another good news part of this is
it just doesn't get better.
Yeah. The guy that was against this guy that got elected is a former Goldman Sachs tax advisor, had argued he was best suited to represent the district. You know, so at least we didn't get one more Goldman Sachs guys, and we got lots of Goldman Sachs guys, but at least we didn't get one more of them. Right.
Well, this guy, now that he lost the election, will turn up like a bad penny somewhere. You write his name down and keep an eye out, buddy.
Yeah, good point.
Now, the interesting thing about this is while all that's going on, I guess they're going to go ahead and release the health care bill, Kurt, that's been planned and in secret. They're going to release it tomorrow. Vote on that sucker
the
next
Senate.
Week.
Yeah, good point. The Senate is, yeah.
What do you think of that, Kurt?
I guess I'll wait to see it, but they say they've had a bunch of Republican senators weighing in on it, and and they, I mean, some of them are optimistic. We'll see.
What about you, Kurt?
Oh, I want to be optimistic because it feels better to me, you know. But yeah. I'd be really surprised to see something coming from McConnell that's worth voting for. But I do think he's getting a lot of pressure, you know, from the House, the Freedom Caucus and the different guys like that, and even the president. So, you know, let's hope for the best, you know.
Well, I will say this. My problem is the process. The Democrats are complaining that this has not been transparent and that the American people should be able to see it. There should be some, you know, debates on the House floor about it. There should be some hearings on it. There should be some, you know, educational opportunities. I can't disagree with that, Kurt.
Yep, good point. You know, and the funny thing is they did exactly the same thing when they were in the show with Obama. And that's how they got.
That's exactly right, and both of them are wrong for doing it.
Amen to that.
And the right thing to do is to be transparent. And, you know, I don't know what their plans are, what the agenda is. But I know this. I don't hear Ron Paul crowing or Rand Paul crowing about it. Do you, Kurt? What's he saying about it?
I haven't heard anything on it except, you know, on the bill, except that he said he wouldn't, he didn't want to support any more government programs. You know, he just wants, you know, the government to get out of it.
Which means what they've really done by keeping the secret is they've kept Rand Paul and others from negatively talking about it and rallying support against it is what they've accomplished, right?
Sounds like it.
Because Rand hasn't been criticizing it. He's been pretty quiet. The Obamacare replacement.
I don't know that he even knows for sure what's all going to be in there until it's released, you know. But we'll, you know, like you say, we'll see, you know.
Yeah, I don't really know what.
Did you hear that CNN it. Had a big poll?
That, you know, big polls every day. Yeah. I
well, this one was a poll about they were trying to get basically they call it a Trump hater poll, and you know, remember wait, how when
why
Hannity
would CNN
had
have a
poll?
Trump hater poll?
Well, remember when Hannity had that poll about, you know, who won the debate, and it was Ron Paul, and he was all ticked off about it. This is a long time ago. In this case, CNN had a poll, and they asked the people, should Trump be investigated for obstruction of justice? And they got 33.6% said yes, 66.4% said no, and they had like 3 million-something votes on it. I guess Rush Limbaugh commented about it. He was, you know, kind of, I don't know, he was liking it, basically, saying that, he doesn't watch CNN, but, you know, I kind of glad to see him kind of get beat up with their own poll. Anyway, I just thought it was interesting.
Well, they'll probably just pull a Hannity and take it down. Just yeah. Be like, hey, some bots are just messing up the, you know.
Well, I didn't see it reported by CNN, but it's out on WorldNet Daily.
Wait a minute, whose poll is it?
It's a CNN piece.
And they're not going to report on their own poll?
Well, they didn't like the results, Sam. You know what I mean? Well,
what's up with that?
That makes perfect sense.
Are you going to call CNN?
Yeah, our buddies there where you sat in the CNN chairs, you know, and they gave you water and food and all that stuff. I mean, they'll remember you for sure. And I mean, sir, I'm sure they're going to give you good treatment, you know, right? Count on that. But, you know, ladies and gentlemen, it's amazing to see the different news pieces and the reports that are there. But if you don't dig deep, man, you miss a lot of these things. You know, that CNN one was something that I hadn't seen, but WorldNet Daily doing their thing. Chelsea Schilling there doing a good job. The headline, CNN Trump hater poll had shocking result for the network. Not what they wanted, Rush Limbaugh said. Can you imagine when CNN staffers saw the results of their poll? I guarantee you that's the last thing they thought they would see. Yeah, where they saw 66%+ didn't want the president to be investigated for obstruction of justice. And these are CNN watchers, apparently. 33.6 did want to see it, but that's a pretty big margin, you know. That's not just like too close to call.
Yeah, that's right. But again, they're not going to report on it. Are they?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's good that the WorldNet Daily Boys did report. So at least we've got that to say. Now, it looks like, ladies and gentlemen, on the other stories of the day, I thought this was kind of interesting. Some young man, let's see, the guy's 19 years old in Montgomery County, Maryland. He was arrested after he was seen by a Montgomery County police officer on the highway there, operating a vehicle with activated emergency lights in an effort to move other drivers out of his way. I think maybe he learned that from the policeman and stuff. But anyway, according to the Montgomery County Police, the alleged cop impersonator was driving a white Ford Crown Victoria at a high rate of speed and was making unsafe lane changes. The Montgomery County police officer who pulled the Crown Vic over reports the driver, Philip Jonathan Ross of Dickerson, Maryland, handed her a metal badge and a special agent identification. Ross was arrested and charged with impersonating a police officer and traffic citations pertinent to his driving offenses. Detectives are now investigating if Ross ever presented himself as a member of a law enforcement agency to the public and asked that anyone who may have had an encounter call a certain number. Anyway, I just thought it was kind of a, well, you know, interesting story. This guy's, he's seen how the police get to move, you know, traffic out of their way. And so he you know, learned and decided to do the same thing himself. Anyway, I found it interesting. Let's see, what other news is in the news? Oh, there's a headline from the Wall Street Journal. They say media startups are trying to lower the cost model using unpaid student writers. Sub-headline, chapter-based for for-profit media companies like Spoon University and Odyssey have been popping up in college markets
across the... What does that mean, Kurt? For-profit media companies? Let's drill into that.
Good point.
Sounds like a contradiction in terms, if you ask me.
Yeah.
All right, hold on. Liberty Roundtable Live. Sam and Kurt breaking it down for you always. I'm just telling you right now, the best part about those lies about for-profit, non-profit media groups is, hey, they're fake news. That helps out the liberals. Isn't that good news?
Okay, let's try this. Honey, I've got some surprising news. No. Okay, this'll work. Guess who's gonna have a baby? No, that's not it. Oh, I don't know.
Hi, honey. Are you okay?
Jill's pregnant.
Our Jill? She's just a kid.
I know. But, you know, nothing really has to change when the baby comes. I'll help her. We'll just help her, right? We never thought it would happen to our Jill or to us. We didn't know how to best help her through the tough decisions she'd have to make. Thankfully, we found that help. And not just for her, but for us too.
We're here to listen. We're here to help. LDS Family Services. Where there's help, there's hope.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211. And take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com. or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor Score test today.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, Kurt, so you're talking about these radio stations, this media group. What are they, for profit or nonprofit, or how did this work?
Well, yeah, the headline reads, this is a Wall Street Journal piece, media startups try a lower cost model, unpaid student writers. And then it says, subheadline, chapter-based for-profit media companies like Spoon University, I've never heard of Spoon University, by the way, and Odyssey have been popping up in college markets across the U.S. So apparently, story goes, it's written by Austin Hufford, as head editor for the local chapter of an online food culture publication. Brogan Derringer spent most mornings last fall coming up with story ideas, editing submissions, and checking the performance of articles. But there was no money in it, at least not for her. Ms. Derringer, then a senior at Indiana University Bloomington, was among about 8,000 unpaid college students working for local chapters of Spoon University Incorporated, a for-profit media company. Have you ever heard of Spoon University Incorporated, Sam?
No.
Yeah. It says, they are always pushing us to publish more, Ms. Derringer said. Since writers don't get paid for their articles, sometimes it's hard to motivate them to write more articles.
I got a question.
Spoon says, yeah.
Can't they give them credit?
I guess so. Spoon said it encourages writers to publish more only in the same way that Facebook urges its users to return to their platform. Nobody is compelled to do anything. Spoon is among a group of for-profit media startups, including Her Campus Media LLC, focused on college women, and millennial-centric Odyssey Media Group Incorporated, that have popped up across
that.
College.
You're talking
markets.
About universities, and then you're talking about these for-profit companies. Isn't that a contradiction in term, Kurt? And if somebody's going to write for free, how is it for profit? For profit for who?
I think it's sort of the they used to call it apprenticeship program. Internship is what a lot of people call these. They say these originally were founded by undergraduates. These sites rely on students to produce localized content for free in exchange for training and experience. Groups provide a community environment for students with weekly meetings and social events similar to campus clubs, but members have article quotas, typically one a week, and work to increase the page views and engagement that help their for-profit parent companies succeed. Let's see. The companies, they say, which don't disclose financial information, have attracted millions of dollars in funding for their ability to cheaply generate large amounts of content and traffic. Spoon, until recently backed by venture capital, was purchased in May for an undisclosed amount by Scripps Networks Interactive. Scripps Howard is, big media, isn't it, Sam? The owner of HDTV and part owner of Cooking Channel and Food Network. So, it's just a new media.
So what do you think of the
center
idea,
Kurt? Stage? I'm not really against it.
I'll tell you this. I think it's a phenomenal idea, and I'm going to explain why. These people are in college or whatever. They're trying to, learn the trade. They don't have experience in the trade.
Right.
That experience costs time and money for a company to invest in these.
That's right.
I don't know if you want to call them interns or employees or apprentice people, whatever you want to call them, college students.
Yeah.
And I'm saying that I think it's a fair trade. You write for me. I'll help train you and help you learn what to do. Now, one of the things that I've done we'll publish you, we'll promote you, give you a name, give you a place where you can build a portfolio. It's phenomenal. And I've done this with Liberty News Radio quite a bit, Kurt. We've had interns and people working. And what I've done is I've paid them a little bit of money, and I've got them college credit for the course. So they can come to me, work for Liberty News Radio or Liberty News Daily. They can get credits while they're in college, and then they can also get a small paycheck. And what I do is I just give them a bonus for a good job at the end of the semester so I don't have to pay them per hour, because you got all kinds of government rules when it comes to per hour pay. I can literally have you work for me for credit, and then at the end I can give you a bonus for doing a phenomenal job of several hundred dollars. And, you know, you don't get paid a lot of money, but it sure helps pay your tuition or buy your books or whatever it is. Plus you get college credit, and you work for me and you gain some skills. Then you can add to your portfolio. You got a business reference. I can, you know, the interns, I've had a lot of people call me and say, hey, I've got this guy here who wants a job. Did he work for you in news, and did he this and that, and or did she do this or that? And I can then give them a great glowing report if they do a good job for me. And so, you know, the college student comes out of it with college credit, a couple of bucks, a published portfolio, a company reference as an intern that they can point to for the next job opportunity. I think it's a win-win-win, Kurt, and I just don't see why we don't do more of that and less college, less taking everybody's money at government expense.
Mm-hmm. Good point. And in this case, they talked, you know, the article talks about the HER campus. Remember the one that's the, you know, one's kind of focused on the women.
Yeah.
And it says Stephanie too, Kaplan okay. Lewis.
And by the way, I think people can create men and women, you know, campuses all they want to.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that. I'm just not fine with taking government money for a woman's, you know, I don't know if that's happening, but.
No, yeah. Well, anyway, it said her company offers members professional development resources and exclusive internships. We're definitely in the business of making money, she said, but at the same time, a lot of what we do is quite non-profit-y. Ms. Kaplan Lewis said, these women are really reaping the rewards in terms of the jobs and internships that they go on to get. It has to be that way, otherwise no one would want to participate. The chapter-based media approach hasn't gone smoothly for everyone. You know, in other words, they're saying, hey, it doesn't work for everybody. But
yeah, especially for the mainstream press. They can't compete.
Yeah, good point. Yeah.
Anyway, I think it's phenomenal news, and I think we need more of it. I've always been an advocate of internships, an advocate of apprenticeships and that kind of stuff. I think there's nothing wrong with training somebody in the field that they're going to major in or be an expert in or eventually go into for their career choices. And I personally think it's a great way, Kurt, to reduce expenses for people to get trained in a field where they can make money. Part of the problem that I have right now is we spend so much money on this education. We're spending 4 years before somebody can even get a degree. It's like, you know, anywhere from, oh, I don't know, $20,000 to $50,000 for your average schooling. It's just way too expensive. And I think that internships and some of these options can really reduce the cost. And could really put somebody in a position where they've got some real world experience in the field or in the workforce. I think there's no negative to this. The only thing that baffles me about this is these companies that are like universities that are nonprofit, but they're for profit. But they're, you know, some of that stuff confuses me a little bit. But I support the idea big time.
Very good, Sam.
Yeah.
The headline
I've not
reads,
only not only supported Kurt, but I've done this for years.
Yep, good point. From Reason.com, headline reads, Rand Paul, Mike Lee rip into health care bill, which is now expected Thursday. They've gotten kind of weak-kneed, the Kentucky senator says, of his GOP colleagues. If he, Mike Lee, and one other senator defect, the bill is dead. It's by
Where's
Matt
Ted Cruz
Welch.
When you need him, Kurt?
They might have him, Sam.
As far as I can tell, it's MIA, isn't it, Kurt? They don't mention him, do they?
No, not in the story.
I hope he joins. Hope he gets on board.
Yeah, maybe so.
Yeah.
Anyway, weak need, and what is the term? Senator weak need. I mean, all you got to do is add McConnell, and you know, you think you got the triple play there, right? You know, at least for me, it says, but even if Lee and Paul revolt, as many have been predicting, the unpopular bill still needs one more Republican hand on the steely knife to kill the beast. Senator Ted Cruz, while mocking Democrat complaints about process, said Tuesday the legislation still has got a long way to go.
See, why would you mock, though, the complaints about the process? The Democrats are right on this one, Kurt.
Well,
you shouldn't have these secret
processes. I'm sure what he said was that, hey, you guys did the same stuff.
Yeah, but that doesn't justify anything.
Right. Except if you look at the way the Senate rules work, you know, I think most of the time they're just out of control, and that they ought to, you know, I mean, a vote's a vote. If you got 51 and there's 100, you should be able to be called the winner, not have to do some special thing about it, you know. At least that's the way I see it there in the Senate.
That's just because you're not wanting to reward insiders. I don't know what's wrong with you about
it. I know.
Now, there's some folks, I guess, that are, this dude was impersonating a cop, Kurt?
Yeah, well, it's a young man, and I told him a little bit about this while you were gone a little bit, but this young man basically had a Crown Vic, and, you know, he cruised along, you know, kind of fast, and they had his little emergency lights on. The police pulled him over and said, "Hey, buddy." And the young man, he actually handed the policeman some like badge stuff and things like that. 19-year-old, you know. And I thought, give him points for being
creative,
inventive, you know.
You don't support this kind of behavior, do you, Kurt?
Well, no, I think that's probably going to be, you know, a way to get out of getting in trouble. But the point is, he probably saw it from the policeman.
Yeah, right? Well, good for Rand Paul and Mike Lee for ripping into health care bill.
Yeah.
Although they probably should be talking about the good news about the health care bill, Kurt, instead of that.
And
you think?
That is, yeah.
Well, I was hoping that, you know, you'd come up with that.
I would tell you the good news.
Yeah,
and the good
news
is... hey, that at least they're talking about it, and maybe if it's, you know, weak need like Rand Paul and Mike Lee say it is, that they'll get another senator to make sure it's dead, you know?
Well, they say all they need is one more. I'm wondering where Ted Cruz is, or maybe your senator can jump aboard.
Yeah.
We're hoping. The sad part is, even if we reject this, Kurt...
Mm-hmm.
Where do we go to after that?
Good point.
Meaning there's nothing else on the table that's valuable or, you know, any better, is there?
I bet they could put something on. I bet Mike Lee could put something on.
Only if he's allowed to or given the opportunity, Kerry.
Yep, good point.
But it can, and we pray that it does happen. Good for Rand Paul and Mike Lee. We hope others stand with them immediately. We'll give you updates on the bill as soon as it comes out to the best of our ability. Thanks for staying with us. LibertyRoundtable.com. Donate. Tell all your friends. We declare this nation shall endure.